Back in 2016, the town most of the world knew as Barrow voted to officially start going by the traditional Inupiaq name Utqiagvik. The vote passed by a slim margin of 6 votes. In the ensuing months, there was pushback from some residents who wanted to keep the name Barrow, and others who said the town historically had a different traditional name. That was the view of the local native corporation, which filed a lawsuit to try to stop the change. But over a year and a half later, Utqiagvik is still the official name of the city. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Ravenna Koenig has this report on what the transition is looking and sounding like in Utqiagvik.
I'm standing on the tarmac, and I'm looking at the airport, and it says Alaska Airlines Barrow.
That's the first thing you see when you get off the plane in Utqiagvik. And walking around town, Barrow is everywhere. On the fire trucks, in the name of the high school and the local utility company, on the North Slope Borough's official logo, it's even scrawled on some of the brightly painted dumpsters. On the other hand, City Hall has Utqiagvik up on the front of the building, and on bulletin boards around town, where people post notices to the community, Utqiagvik is starting to appear in some of the municipal department letterhead. What I'm hearing is also a mix.
I call it Utqiagvik now.
I still call it Barrow.
I will use both at this point.
I still call it Barrow out of habit.
Utqiagvik. I was born in Barrow and I still live in Barrow.
I'm very happy they changed it to the original name, Utqiagvik.
Back when the name change went through, a lot of feathers got ruffled here. Under 20% of the town voted, and some say there wasn't enough time between when the name change was proposed and when it was voted on for the community to really become aware of what was going to be decided at the polls. Today, there are still people who feel that the official name of this place should have remained Barrow. Charles Brower, at the native village of Barrow, the local tribal government, is one of them.
I wasn't interested in changing the name to Utqiagvik. It's always been Barrow.
He says that the tribal council has no plans to change its name. Then there are those who were really supportive of the change, like Fanny Akpik, the coordinator for Inupiaq education at the North Slope Borough School District.
How does it make you feel to hear people call it Utqiagvik?
It warms my spirit.
Akpik is in her 60s and says she doesn't remember hearing the name Barrow until she showed up for her first day of school and saw it written on the building. For her, the reversion to the traditional name is a way of affirming the Inupiaq identity of this place.
Someday, I hope everybody will walk around and be proud to live in Utqiagvik like I do.
Tennessee Judkins is a teacher for the school district in Inupiaq education. She voted to change the name, but she also says she's okay with certain things in town continuing to be called Barrow, like the high school, where she played volleyball and rooted for the basketball teams.
I wouldn't be sad if it never changed. That's one thing I'm like, you know, cool, you could keep it Barrow High School, because we are Barrow Whalers.
Some of the initial hubbub about the name change has quieted at this point. But Utqiagvik is still in transition. There's a mountain of logistics that go into changing a place's name. And some of that costs money, which was one of the initial concerns brought up by people who were against the change. It's unclear how long it will be before all the signage, textbooks, maps, and the airport code fully reflect the name Utqiagvik. For now, at least, what people call this place seems to be a choice they're making, day by day, conversation by conversation, document by document, like at the DMV.
Hello.
People can choose which town name they want printed on their driver's license. Dawn D. Ipoluk works at the DMV at City Hall and issues those IDs. And she says that if she had to estimate the percentage of people who are choosing Barrow versus Utqiagvik,
I would say about probably 80-20.
That's 80% Barrow, 20% Utqiagvik. Ipoluk says a lot of people choose Barrow because it's easier to spell. Others have come in to add Utqiagvik to their ID, even though it hasn't expired yet, just because they're proud of the name. Robert Nagyak grew up here. He says he respects the change and uses Utqiagvik sometimes himself, but he's not a stickler for what people call this place.
I just don't have a problem with either or. Utqiagvik, Barrow, still the same place. It's the most northern city in the United States of America.
In other words, home. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Utqiagvik.